Days, daily discovery.
Thank you, producer Donnie. I forgot we even had that. It's been
so long.
Oh, remember the early days of being quarantined where I saw wackos out in the park all the time in Fairmount Park? So things have died down. People seem to be a little more normal these days. But then the holiday weekend came about. Now, I am not a couple. I am a solo. So, Andy, tell me if this is normal for people that are couples. I saw yesterday not one, but two couples out in public just wandering about wearing the exact same outfit from head to toe. Exactly the same.
So they were two different couples wearing two different outfits, though, right? They were not all four of them were wearing the same thing.
No, earlier in the day, it was an older couple, and they were wearing, I can't even describe it. It was like a Garanimals kind of thing, where it was like matching like animals like top and bottom. They were white top and bottom with little things like giraffes or something on it. It was very odd.
Oh, that's so cute. So, I mean, it sounds like pajamas.
Yeah,
the way you're describing it.
It looked very much like it, yeah. And then,
okay, but I mean, it's cute when older people dress alike, don't you think?
I
think it's adorable.
I guess. I mean, that way they won't get lost. Like, if one of them wanders off, they can describe what the other person was wearing. They were
Find
wearing
my giraffe
this.
Mate. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then last night, a couple was out walking their dog, and they were both, and the couple was probably in their 20s, maybe late 20s.
Okay. Were they attractive?
No. And they were wearing a black baseball hat, gray T-shirt, black shorts, and black sneakers. It's almost like if they were on the same softball team and this was the required uniform.
Mm.
But I thought it was odd for a number of reasons. Number one, it was 112 degrees. That's a lot of black. But also, I mean, if I was dating someone, I would think before we even got to the front door to go out in public, she would go and change when she sees that we're wearing the same, or she would demand that I change.
I mean, that's the kind of girl you're looking for, though. You're not looking for a girl who would want you to be all matchy-matchy. So I think that's something we just learned about you.
So is this something couples do, though? Like, do you intentionally wear the same thing when you go out?
I would say that, you know, in Disney World, there are couples that dress alike, you know? And then sometimes, you know, there's those couples that are like, I'm with stupid, you know, and I'm with this beautiful, our beauty and the beast kind of a thing, you know, like they're trying to be clever. But again, that would be at an event. You would wear something like that. You wouldn't wear that just out. You would wear that to an event where you're just trying to be silly.
Right.
I would think.
Okay.
I would think that.
Like,
do you
and hubby dress the same ever when you go out?
No, that's not our thing. The only time we would do that is if we did that with the kids. Like whenever we go, because we love to cruise, right? So when we go on vacation together, we are the first day on the cruise ship when everybody is boarding. We always wear something that is matchy. So it doesn't have to be exactly matchy, but it would have to be like we're all wearing Captain America shirts.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, or like there's a theme to the way that we dress so that later on in the cruise when we bump into another family and we start chatting, they'll be like, oh, you guys were the Captain America family. You know, that it like gives us, we're like an identity. So we try to come up with something really fun to do.
Okay.
You know, or super dorky that just because we just think that's funny to be like, oh, you guys were the dorks with the banana shirts.
Okay.
We did that one year too.
Yeah, to me it seems almost like it's a Halloween kind of thing. Something you do on Halloween where you wear something that matches.
Then just going for a walk wearing something subtly matchy. Could it have just been a coincidence that they wore the same, like,
but that's what I'm
shirt.
Saying. Then before you go out, don't you look at each, like, you think they just look at each other and go, oh, that's funny, we're wearing the same thing. Let's go.
I know, but then you better smile on that entire walk, right? You have to be, like, laughing because you know that people are looking at you and pointing.
Definitely
and
holding hands and skipping. You have to hold hands and skip. It's the only way it works.
I'll bet that Kelsey Ballerini, though, holds hands and skips with 100%. Morgan Evans, right?
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.